Hayırlısı.
Today's Amud is Megillah Beis HaMebeis. We're holding on Beis HaMed Aleph, 8 lines from the bottom, by the words Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana. So the Gemara, the Mishnah really said that there are 5 different days that the Megillah could be read. The 11th, the 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th of Adar. Now the Gemara mentioned that in the Megillah itself, you only see, at least Lahedia, 2 days mentioned. You see the 14th and the 15th. So the Gemara brought different drushas of where we know it from, where Chazal, where Maram is, that they left options open to also read the Megillah on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. Lahedia really the 11th and the 12th. And Taka Chazal were misaking that the Kfarim, those that live in the small villages, that since they go to the big cities on Mondays and Thursdays anyways, and they need to go there to hear the Megillah, so once they're there anyways on Monday and Thursday, so they could hear the Megillah on the Monday and Thursday before the 14th, if the 14th doesn't fall on a Monday or a Thursday. So now says the Gemara, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that Zu Divrei Rabbi Akiva Stimta. Now this that the Mishnah says, that we are lenient on the Kfarim, that we're lenient on these people that live in the small villages, and we allow them to be Makdim and read the Megillah on the Yoyim HaKnisa, that's the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, the Stam one. Which Rashi explains means that we have a Klal, Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, Stam Tesefta is Rabbi Nechemia, Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda, and they're all Tamidim of Rabbi Akiva. So they're all really all Stam Mishnah, Stam Tesefta, Stam Sifra, it's all Stam teachings, Aliba Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva has this name, Rabbi Akiva Stimta. So this that the Mishnah says that we're makel on the Kfarim to read on the Yom HaKnisa, that's the sheet of Rabbi Akiva Stimta. The Darash Zman Zmanom Zmanehem, he has this drasha of Zman Zmanom Zmanehem. We mentioned a different drasha also of Kayamim, but this is Rabbi Yochanan talking. Rabbi Yochanan held of the drasha of Zman Zmanom Zmanehem, so he's saying that Rabbi Akiva held of this drasha as well. He held also that we're makel on the Kfarim, that they could be makdim to the Yom HaKnisa. Aval Chachamim Ma'imrim, the Chachamim are chaylik on Rabbi Akiva, and they say that no, in Kairin Yisrael Bizmano, they don't hold of this drasha, and they say, look at the Megillah, it only mentions the 14th and the 15th, those are the only 2 possible days of hearing the Megillah. There's no such thing as hearing the Megillah on Yid Gimel, Yid Beis, and Yid Aleph. It just doesn't work, there's no such thing. So it's Machlaikas, our Mishnah, which says that there are 5 possibilities, that's only Alibud Rabbi Akiva, and the Chachamim are chaylik, the Chachamim say that there's just the options of Yidalad and Tesvav. Meisvei asked the Gemara Kasho, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that a Masai bizman shashanim kitiknan Yisrael shruyin alad Masa. Rabbi Yehuda said that when is it, a Masai, when is it that the Kfarim, that the people that live in the small towns, that they could be macked into the Yom HaKnisa, it's dafka bizman shashanim kitiknan, it's dafka in the time when the years are like they are, like they're supposed to be, which means when Bezdin's Mekadish the Levana api Ar'iya, and they sent out the Shluchim, v'Yisrael shru yamalad Masan, and Klal Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael, and Mamela when the Shluchim go out to announce and to inform everybody when Rosh Chodesh is, so they all hear about it. Everybody in Klal Yisrael knows exactly when Rosh Chodesh is. And therefore, when it comes, let's say, to Pesach, so everybody's going to know by Tezvav B'Nisan when exactly Rosh Chodesh is, to know when to start celebrating Pesach. Aval bizman hazeh, but when it comes to nowadays, where we don't have these systems in place, hayol mistaklim ba, since everybody looks at Purim, people, when they want to know when Pesach's gonna be, so they look at Purim, and they say, okay, 30 days after the Megillah, that's when it's Pesach. Memela in kairin aisa ela bizmana. So nowadays, that we don't have these systems in place, so everyone's looking at Purim, we don't want to read the Megillah early. We don't read the Megillah, says Rabbi Yehuda. We don't read the Megillah nowadays on Yud Gimel, Yud Beis, and Yud Aleph in order not to confuse people with the calendar. So this seems to be like a third shita. We had Rabbi Akiva who said that even nowadays, Rabbi Akiva lived even after the Charban. So Rabbi Akiva was saying that even nowadays, that we do read on Yud Beis, on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel for the Kfarim. The Chachamim who said, no, nothing doing, there's only Yud Aleph and Tezvav. And now we have Rabbi Yehuda who's mechalik between Bizman the Beis HaMikdash and Bizman the Charban. The Bizman Beis HaMikdash, when we had these different systems in place, so then we could read on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. We could be makdim to the Yom HaKnisa. But nowadays, you can't be makdim. So says the Gemara, so now this is going to be problematic. problematic. Rabbi Yehuda Aliba Deman. Who's Rabbi Yehuda saying this according to? Rabbi Yehuda's not going to just argue on everybody else that came before him. He's not going to argue on Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. So who's he saying this within whose shita? Ilema Aliba Rabbi Akiva. If he's going according to Rabbi Akiva, so then afilu bezman hazeh isa lahayta kanta. So then even nowadays, like we said, Rabbi Akiva lived even after the Chorban. So then even nowadays, Rabbi Akiva holds of the takana of reading on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. Ela lav aliba de Rabbanan. So it must be that Rabbi Yehuda was saying this within the sheet of the Rabbanan. Ubezman shashanam kitikna visol shuriyan alad masan mia karinan. And yet still what you see, that even according to the Chachamim, they do make the drasha of Zman Zmanum Zmanehem. Not like Rabbi Yochanan said that the Chachamim don't hold of this drasha. You see that they do hold of this drasha. They just hold that they took away the Takana after the Chorban because we don't want any mistakes to happen from it. But really, the Chachamim also hold of this drasha. So says the Gemara, Tiyofta, Rabbi Yochanan, Tiyofta. So this question, this that we see from Rabbi Huda, that he clearly holds of the Takana halfway, that obviously has to be going Aliba de Chachamim. And you see that the Chachamim do hold of this drasha. Not like the way Rabbi Yochanan presented the Machlaikas. Igad Amri, some have a different version of Rabbi Yochanan. That Amar Rabbi Babrachanam, Rabbi Yochanan Zudivri Rabbi Kiva Stimta, that this our Mishnah that says that you could be Makdim to the Ayma Kanisa. That's, meaning even nowadays, that's only according to Rabbi Akiva. Avol Chachamim Amru, but the Chachamim said that no, it depends. Bizman Hazeh, nowadays, it used to be, yeah, you were able to be Makdim to the Yom HaKanisa. But nowadays, that we don't have the same systems in place, Hail Mistaklimba, since people look at the Megillah to know when Pesach is, so in Kairin Isa Ela Bizmana. So we only read the Megillah on the right time, we're not Makdim to Yud Aleph Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, which is exactly like what we brought before from Rabbi Yehuda. So now instead of it being a question, says the Gemara, the Tani Nami Hachi. And now we actually have a raya from this Braisa to Rabbi Yochanan. That Am Rabbi Yehuda, where Rabbi Yehuda said, and Imasai, when is it that we're makdim to Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel? It's only Bizman Shahashanim Kesiknan, V'Yisrael Shurin Alad Masan. It's only when the Mekadesh Al Piyariya and the Shluchim go out and everyone in Klal Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael, so they hear about when Rosh Chodesh is. Aval Bizman Hazeh, Hoyol Mestaklim Ba, and Kaira Naisala Bizmana. But nowadays, since everyone's looking at the Megillah, so therefore now we have this Gzeira, we don't want any Michshol to come out from it, so we're not makdim to Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, exactly like Rabbi Yochanan said b'shem de Chachamim. So this brayso now is a raya to what Rabbi Yochanan, the way Rabbi Yochanan presented the machlekes. Says the Gemara that Rabbi Ashi kasha laid Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Ashi had a kasha from the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that we mentioned in this brayso, and Rabbi Yehuda in a mishnah that we're going to have later on Daf Hayam and Aleph. And because of this kasha, we're going to quote the Mishnah soon, but because of this stira that Rav Ashi had within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, umaykim la lebraisa k'Rabbi Yaisi bar Yehuda. He says that this braisa that we've been discussing, it wasn't Rabbi Yehuda talking, it was Rabbi Yaisi bar Yehuda. And this was Rav Ashi's stira. He said that umi amar Rabbi Yehuda bizman hazeh hayol mistaklim bayin kairin aysa ela bizmana. Is this braisa, did Rabbi Yehuda really say this? That nowadays, being that people are looking at the Megillah, so we're not able to be makdim to Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel? Is that really true that Rabbi Yehuda said that? Or a mini, I'll ask you a stira. We have a Mishnah later on Heyam and Aleph. It says that Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, that a Masai, when are we makdim? It's only a makam shenechnasim b'sheni b'chamishi. It's only if you have a place where the village, where the small town is going into the big cities on Mondays and Thursdays. The whole takana was just to make it easier for them. We mentioned them being available. We'll discuss it more in details later exactly what the takana was. But Lamai said the takana was just to make things easier for them since they were going into the big cities anyways. So it's only going to be true if you have a village that they're taka going into the big cities on Mondays and Thursdays. Avo makam shenechnasim b'sheni. But if you have a village that anyways they don't go into the big cities on Mondays and Thursdays, so then there's no Milan being Makdim. So therefore in Kaira Naisala Bizmana, read it on your Dalit. Anyways, they're gonna have to make a special trip into the city. Might as well make it on the right day, make it on your Dalit, and you don't get this special takana. But what do you see from the Mishnah? It's mashma from the Mishnah. So that's the end of the quote of the Mishnah. Now it's mashma from the Mishnah that makim shenichnasim b'sheinu b'chamishi, that if you have a small village that they still go into the big cities dafka on Mondays and Thursdays, so then miha karinan v'afilu bizman hazeh. So then it sounds like then we are makdim to the Yom HaKanisa, and that's true even nowadays. Rabbi Yehuda is not machalik. Rabbi Yehuda is after the Chorban, and he seems to be saying that this takana is shayich even nowadays. If you have a village that they only go into the big cities on Mondays and Thursdays. So even nowadays, they're going to be makdim to the Monday and Thursday, to the Yom HaKanisa. So it's a stira to what Rabbi Yehuda said in the Braisa, that nowadays, since everyone's looking at the Megillah, we're not makdim. So because of this stira that Rav Ashi had, umaykim lo lebraisa k'Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. So because of this stira, he said that the braisa that we mentioned on Amud Aleph must not really be Rabbi Yehuda, it must be Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. Now he didn't want to change the Mishnah, we don't typically change Mishnayis as easily as we would a braisa, but he changed the braisa. He said that the braisa must not be Rabbi Yehuda, it must instead be Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. Now ask the Gemara, that seems pretty random. Umishum de kashale de Rabbi Yehuda de Rabbi Yehuda. So Michael Malabraisa k'Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. Just because he had this stira. So now he just says, oh, so the Braisa must be Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. We just pulled the name out of the hat. Where did he get this from? So says the Gemara, no, it's not just because he had this stira and then he just therefore said it's Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. Rather, Rav Ashi shmiale de'ika de tanila k'Rabbi Yehuda. V'ika de tanila k'Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. Rav Ashi had two different versions of the Braisa. He had one version that it was Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa, and he had another version that it was Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. Umi de kashale de Rabbi Yehuda. Now from the fact that he had the stira in Rabbi Yehuda, so Amar, he said, man de tanila k'Rabbi Yehuda lav dafka. It must be the version, the one who taught it in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, he's not being precise, and it really wasn't Rabbi Yehuda. Whereas man de tanila k'Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda dafka, it was the one who taught it in the name of Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, that's the Braisa that's more precise, that's correct, and really the Tan of the Braisa is Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda and not Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, a technical point. Says the Gemara now, Vayter, Krachim amukafim choyma mimaisi Yeshua benun kairim b'chamisha asar. We mentioned in the Mishnah that walled cities from the times of Yeshua, so they read the Megillah on the 15th of Adar. Now the truth is, if you look in the psukim of the Megillah, so you do see that there's these two dates for Purim. You see that there's an idea of the 14th, and you see that there's a 15th. Now you also see, Lahedya, that the Prazim, the unwalled cities, the cities that did not have a wall from the times of Yeshua, so that it says Lahedya in the Megillah that they celebrate Purim on the 14th of Adar. It doesn't tell us who celebrates Purim on the 15th. So for sure, Shushan, that's where they had the Nace. They had the Nace on the 15th. It would make sense that they're part of the 15th camp. The other walled cities, it doesn't say when they celebrate Purim. It says that the unwalled cities keep the 14th. Mistama, that means that the walled cities don't keep the 14th. So which day do they keep? The 15th. But that's all things that the Gemara now has to work out. Because again, like we said, in the Megillah, it doesn't say when the walled cities keep Purim. So says the Gemara, Minani Mili. You're telling me that the walled cities read the Megillah on the 15th, how do you know that? How does the Tana of our Mishnah know that walled cities are supposed to read the Megillah on the 15th? So Amar Rava, Amar Kra, Rava explains, because the Pasuk says, Al Kena Yehudim Aprazim Ayoshvim Ba'ari Aprazis. It says that therefore the Jews in the Prazim, in the open cities, the unwalled cities, and the Pasuk continues, that their Aysim is Yom Arba Asar Lachodesh Adar Simcha Umishtev Yom Tov Umishlach Manesh Ishlur Eyu. It says that they make the 14th day of Adar into Purim. They celebrate Purim on the 14th of Adar. So now says Rava, Midaprazim Barba Asar, Mukafim Bechamisha Asar. From the fact that the Pasuk says that the unwalled cities read on the 14th. And if you look in the Megillah, it's clear that there's someone else that keeps Purim on the 15th. It must be that's for the walled cities. That the walled cities, they read the Megillah on the 15th of Adar. Ask the Gemara, Ve'ema Prazim Ba'arba Asar. Maybe, no, maybe the unwalled cities, they celebrate Purim on the 14th. Emukafin Klalu Klaloi. And maybe walled cities don't keep Purim. Ah, it says in the Megillah that there's an idea of the 15th. Yeah, that'll be for Shushan, Rashi says. Shushan keeps Purim on the 15th. Walled cities don't celebrate Purim. So says the Gemara, walled cities don't celebrate Purim. That doesn't make any sense. V'lav Yisrael ninu. They're not Jews. People, just because you live in the walled city, so now you're not a Jew. V'ayin, and furthermore, it says, mihaydu vad kush ksiv. It says everybody has to be part of the, everybody is part of the Megillah, is part of Purim. Mihaydu vad kush. Everybody was part of the Gezerah. And if so, everybody should be keeping this, the Yom Tif of Purim. Not just Jews in unwalled cities. Everybody, even in walled cities. And the Ritva explains that this wasn't really a Havamina. The Gemara, sometimes does this, we say these like sort of fake havaminas just to bring us to show the method of how Chazal ultimately got to its maskana. So anyway, so says the Gemara, so it can't be that the walled cities don't keep Purim. So says Rav, Rava, that's the Makar. So for the fact that the Pasuk says that the unwalled cities keep Purim on the 14th, it must be that the walled cities are keeping Purim on the 15th. It can't be they're not keeping Purim at all. It must be they're keeping Purim on the 15th. Ask the Gemara, no. Ve'ema prazim ba'ar b'yisar. Maybe the unwalled cities, they celebrate Purim on the 14th, and Mukafin Barbesa Ubichamesar, and maybe the walled cities, they have a 2-day Purim. Maybe they keep it on the 14th and the 15th. And the Pasuk's really mashma like that. Kedichsiv, like the Pasuk says, Liyos Oisim Es Yoim Arba Asar Lachodesh Adar, Ves Yoim Chamisha Asar Bay, Bechol Shana. It says that you make the 14th and 15th into Purim. So it sounds like there's some places in the world that have a 2-day Purim. So that must be the walled cities. The unwalled cities, it says, Lahadia, they just keep the 14th. So the walled cities, maybe they keep the 14th and the 15th. So says the Gemara, I have a ksiv es yoim arba asar v'chamisha asar. If it would have said v'chamisha asar, it says that they keep the 14th, v'chamisha asar, and the 15th, so then in a chanami. That would be mashma that there's a place in the world that has a 2-day Purim. But hash to dichsif. But now that the pasuk says, es yoim arba asar, v'es yoim chamisha asar, it says the extra v'es, so asa es upasuk. So es is coming to divide it, that hani barba asar, v'hani b'chamisha asar. That there are some that have it on the 14th, and there are some that have it on the 15th. So that's why, so it doesn't mean that there's no one that has a 2-day Purim. Okay, we'll ask the Gemara. Ve'ima prazim bar besar. Maybe the unwalled cities, they celebrate Purim on the 14th. They hear the Megillah on the 14th. And mukafin ibayu be'ar besar. And ibayu be'chamesar. And maybe people in walled cities, they could choose. They could either hear the Megillah on the 14th, or they could hear Megillah on the 15th. Maybe they have a choice. So says the Gemara, makra, that can't be because of the drasha that we mentioned on Amud Aleph. That the pasuk says, bizmanehem, or more precisely, it's from the fact that it could have said bizmanam, so zmano yishal zeh, lo yizmano yishal zeh. We learn now from there that no two places have the same zman, that walled cities and unwalled cities have two completely different zmanim for Purim. So if the unwalled cities have the 14th for hearing the Megillah, it must be the walled cities, they don't have the 14th or the 15th, it must be they just have the 15th. Okay, well, we know that the walled cities have a different date. So ve'imat betleisar, maybe the different date is the 13th of Adar. How do you know to make it the 15th? Maybe the 15th is reserved just for Shushan. The 14th is for the unwalled cities. We know that the walled cities have a different date. Maybe it's the 13th. As it says the Gemara, Kishushan. Then no, it would make sense to make it like Shushan, which was also a walled city. So it would make sense that other walled cities should be like Shushan and hear the Megillah on the 15th. Okay, we'll ask the Gemara. None of this was really about hearing the Megillah. Ashkechan Asiya. Even this that it says that the unwalled cities that they keep Purim on the 14th, it doesn't say that they hear Megillah on the 14th. The Pasuk says, Al kena Yehudim aprazim ayoyishvim bari aprazis, oisim es yoimar ba'asar lachodesh adar simcha u'mishte v'yomtiv u'mishloach manas yishol reyehu. It doesn't say that they hear the Megillah on the 14th, so this still doesn't seem to be a valid makar for the din of our Mishnah that the unwalled cities hear the Megillah on the 14th and the walled cities on the 15th. We see that the other mitzvahs hayoyim are kept on these days, but how do you know about Mikra Megillah? So says the Gemara, Ashkechan Asiya, Zechira Minalan. We see from here the Asiya, which means the Sudas Purim, and the other mitzvahs hayoyim. So those are all on for the walled cities on the 15th. But how do you know anything about Mikra Megillah? So says the Gemara, Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says that Mikra Megillah goes together with the Suda and with all the other mitzvahs. It says, V'hayamim Ha'ela Nizkarim V'nasim. So we have a Iskish Zechira La'asiya. It says that these days of Purim are Nizkarim V'nasim. Nasim is referring to the mitzvahs hayoyim. Nizkarim is referring to Mikra Megillah, and they're put next to each other in the Pasuk, so we make a Hekesh from the Zechira to the Asiya. So if so, once we've proved that the walled cities, they celebrate Purim on the 15th, it would go along with that they also hear Megillah on the 15th, and that's the Makar for the din of our Mishnah. Now says the Gemara, a little bit of a new sugya, that Masnis and Delay Kiyaitana. So now the Gemara is focusing on that which our Mishnah said, that when it comes to walled cities, what we look at is whether or not it had a wall, Bizman Yahishua. So that that the Mishnah says it's Tali on whether or not the city had a wall Bizman Yeshua, that's not like the following Tana. The Tana we learned in the Braisa, that Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Aymer, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha says, that Krachen Amukafen Choymim Mimaisach HaShveirosh Kairi B'chamisha Asar. It's not Tali in Yeshua, it's Tali on whether or not it had a wall Bizman HaShveirosh, Bizman the story of Purim. If it had a wall Bizman Purim, Bizman the original story of Purim, so then it goes along with Shushan and they hear Megillah on the 15th. But it's Tali in Bizman HaShveirosh, not Bizman Yeshua. So now my time with Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, what's the reason for Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha that he says it's Talui in Bizman HaShveirosh? So says the Gemara, Ki Shushan. Makes sense. It's compared to Shushan. Just like Shushan, their day of rest was on the 15th of Adar. They fought on the 13th and the 14th. They rested on the 15th and that became their day of Purim. So two other walled cities that are like Shushan, so they also celebrate Purim on the 15th. Ma Shushan Mukefes Chayme Mimais HaShveirosh. Just like Shushan, it did not have a wall Bizman Yeshua. It wasn't necessarily an inhabited city Bizman Yeshua went into Eretz Yisrael. It was inhabited later, perhaps. It only had a wall, Bizman HaShveirosh, not Bizman Yeshua. V'kayrim b'chamisha asar, and yet still Shushan reads on the 15th. So, af kol shemu kefes choyma, mimois HaShveirosh, karim b'chamisha asar. So it then makes sense to say that also other walled cities that had a wall, Bizman HaShveirosh, they also read on the 15th. The Tana didan, my taima, what's the reason for the Tana of our Mishnah? Meaning, why does he say that it's Talui in the Zman of Yahushua? So says the Gemara, Yalif Prazi Prazi. He has a Gzereshav of Prazi Prazi. Ksiv Hacha, it says in the Megillah, Alkina Yehudim Aprazim. It says that the Yidin that lived in the unwalled cities, and it says that with regards to that they read Megillah on the 14th. Uksiv Hasam, and it says over there in Sefer Dvarim, it says, describing the cities in Eretz Yisrael, it says, Levan Mi'ari Aprazei Harbe Ma'oid. And so that's talking about Bizman Yeshua was going into Eretz Yisrael. So Ma'la Halon, take out the next two words, Mimais Yeshua Benon. Just like over there in Sefer Dvarim, the idea of Prazim was referring to a city without a wall, Bizman Yeshua. So Afkan, so too over here, when it comes to the Yomtif of Purim, so again, take out the next two words, it's Mimais Yeshua ben Nun. We care about whether or not a city had or did not have a wall. The deciding time factor is whether or not it had a wall, Bizman Yeshua. So we learn it out from Xavier Shava, from a pasuk in the Torah to a pasuk in Miguel's Esther, which is a little interesting, but that's what the Gemara says, that we have Xavier Shava from a pasuk in the Torah to a pasuk in the Megillah, that we care about whether or not it had a wall, Bizman Yeshua. So now says the Gemara, that Bishlam Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha loy amar ketana didan. It makes sense that Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha didn't want to say like our Tana, that it's Talun Yeshua, the last lay praze praze. Because he didn't have this Gzeir Shava. Rashi explains you can only make a Gzeir Shava if you have a Messiah from your Rebbe. You don't make up your own Gzeir Shava. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, he didn't have a Messiah to make a Gzeir Shava with these words of praze praze. So that's why he didn't make the Gzeir Shava. Alatana didan, my time loy amar ketana didan. Ben Karcha. But what's the pshat? Why did our Tana, why did he not want to say like Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha that it's Taloi and whether or not a city had a wall Bizman Achashverish? So says the Gemara, what do you mean my Taima, why didn't he say like Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha? Da isle prazi prazi. Because he had a Messiah that you're supposed to make a Gzeir Shava with these words of prazi prazi. And therefore, of course, he wasn't going to not go like his Messiah. So he made the Gzeir Shava. The Tana of our Mishnah made the Gzeir Shava. And he says it's Taloi in Yeshua. Says the Gemara, no hachi kamar. But the Gemara means to ask is like this, that Ela Shushan David Kaman, that according to the Tan of our Mishnah, so then Shushan, what's Shushan doing reading Megillah on the 15th? It didn't have a wall Bizman Yeshua. Who's Shushan going like? They should be going, if it didn't have a wall Bizman Yeshua, they should be reading Megillah on the 14th. Why are they reading Megillah on the 15th? Like Kefar, like Kaprazim, like Mukafin. They're not like the Prazim because they don't read on the 14th, and they're not like the Mukafin because they didn't have a wall Bizman Yeshua. So Amar Rava, Rava explains, V'amila Kadiv, and some say the statement anonymously, that Shani Shushan, Hayo V'nase B'Nes. That Shushan is different, because Shushan's the actual city where the Nes happened, and they rested on the 15th. So it's like an exception to the rule. So the rule, according to the Tan of our Mishnah, is that only a city that had a wall, Bizman Yeshua, they read the Megillah on the 15th. The one exception is Shushan, because that's the place where the Nes actually happened. So now ask the Gemara, Bishlam alatane didan, hainu dechsev medino medina v'ir v'ir. Bishlam, according to the Tan of our Mishnah, now we can understand the pasuk in the Megillah, which says medino medina v'ir v'ir. That seems to be making two different distinctions. That there are some medinas this way, some medinas that way. Some ayaris this way, and some ayaris that way. So we can explain that medino medina is the chalak bein mukafin chayma mimaisa Yeshua ben Don lemukafa is chayma. That there's, it's coming to differentiate between whether or not a city had a wall Bizman Yahushua or only Bizman Achashverosh. And then there's still another distinction. Even a city that did not have a wall Bizman Yahushua and it only had a wall Bizman Achashverosh, there's still another distinction. Ir v'ir nami l'chalik ben Shushan l'shara yaris. Because even within the cities that only had a wall Bizman Achashverosh, so there's still another distinction. There's a chilik between Shushan and other cities, because Shushan still is going to read Megillah on the 15th. Elul Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. But according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, there would seem to just be one chilek. There would seem to just be a difference between whether or not a city is Shushan, whether or not a city had a wall, Bizman Achashverosh or not. El Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Bishlam medino medina, l'chalik ben Shushan l'shara yaris. There's a difference between Shushan and other cities. El ir v'ir l'may asa, but there's no then second distinction. There's only one chilek. So says the Gemara, so how's Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha gonna understand this pasuk? So Amar Lach, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha will tell you, Ulatana didan minicha. Is it any better, according to the Tan of our Mishnah, who says that it's Tali and whether or not a city had a wall Bizmani Yeshua, Kaven de Islay Prazi Prazi, once he has this Xavier Shav of Prazi Prazi, so Medino Medina Lamali, so I don't need this pasuk to teach me that there's these double, that there's these two distinctions. I already have Prazi Prazi to teach me that there's a, that there's a difference between whether a city had a wall Bizmani Yeshua or only Bizman Achashverosh. So even according to the Tan of our Mishnah, what's this extra word? Why is there this double distinction? So says the Gemara, Ela Kra L'drashuhu Da'asa. So says the Gemara that Rishu ben Karcha will tell you that Elomai, this pasuk is for a completely different drasha. Ukud Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And it's for the drasha that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi taught us. Huda'asa. That's what this pasuk is for. What's the drasha that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi learned from this pasuk of Medino Medino and Irvir? Says the Gemara, that the Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that krach v'chol ha-samachloi, v'chol ha-nira imoi, is nidan k'krach. That even though in our Mishnah we mentioned that unwalled cities, they celebrate Purim on the 14th and walled cities on the 15th, it's not just the walled city itself that celebrates Purim on the 15th, it's also cities that are samuch v'nira, cities that are close by, and cities that are seen together with the krach, that when you look at them, you see them as being like one. So cities that are close and near them, so those are nidan k'krach, they're considered like the krach, even though officially it's not part of the city, it's outside of the wall, still it's going to be nidan k'krach, and they're going to read Megillah on the 15th. And ad kama, and until what, how far is it still considered that it's nearby? How far is considered samuch? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu Avitim Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba kimechamsan leTveria, which is a mil. It's like the distance between Chamsan and Tveria, which is the distance of a mil. Says the Gemara Valema mil. Why are you mentioning the distance between Chamsan and Tveria? Just tell me that the shear is a mil. Agav, a mil is 2,000 amis. So why not just say it's a mil? Says the Gemara Hakamash Malon the shiura the mil kamahavi. In case you don't know how much, how long, how far a mil is, so the Tanum is giving you a reference point. It's like the distance between Chamsan and Tveria. That's how far away. That's the distance of a mil. Now, this Gemara is actually very, very Nogea, especially in Eretz Yisrael. Like we mentioned, that the only Vadai Krach in the world is Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, and when we say Yerushalayim, we mean Dafka, the old city of Yerushalayim, the city that actually had the wall around it. That's the only Krach, at least Vadai Krach in the world. So most of what we call today Yerushalayim, Sanhedria, Raman Eshkol, all the different areas that are outside the old city, those aren't really Yerushalayim. That's definitely not considered the krach. So really they should be celebrating Purim in Meish Arim on the 14th of Adar, not on the 15th of Adar. That's not the old city. Meish Arim is not in the old city. So they should be celebrating Purim on the 14th. It's because of this din of krach, v'chol ha-samef, v'chol ha-nir imay. And that's why many of these cities that are really outside the old city, they still read Purim, they still read the Megillah on the 15th. Now, it's very interesting because a mil is only 2,000 amos. Most of these places of these communities are really outside of 2,000 amos. Even a lot of places in Beis Yisrael and Meir Sha'arim are really farther away than 2,000 amos from the old city, which is why Rav Yechiel Michal Tukhachinsky and his tzibur, they read the Megillah on the 14th. He held that Purim, even though he was right nearby, just outside of 2,000 amos, he actually read Megillah on the 14th of Adar, not on the 15th. And the question is why doesn't everybody else do that? Why is it that in these other communities, in Sanhedria and Ramat Eshkol and these other areas, why are they reading Megillah on the 15th? The Chayr, they should be reading the Megillah on the 14th. They're farther than a mil from Yerushalayim, from the old city of Yerushalayim. And the answer is based off of a psak that most Paiskim go with. Rav Yechiel Michal Tukhachinsky did not go with it, but what most Paiskim go with is that they say that if there's a chain of houses that are all connected, so that could like extend the city. And so being that there's a chain of houses that go to these other communities, so that's why they're also considered part of the krach. The din of samuch is extended, and they're also considered part of the krach. There are other cities that are even further places, maybe like Ramot, which get very complicated. That's the Hashem and the Raisa La'aloch over the next few weeks. So we're going to discuss a lot of these shailas.